This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in January of this year. We're talking about no other than First Cobalt Corp. You can find them on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol FTSSF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look them up on the TSX. Their ticker symbol is FCC. And with us today is the president and CEO, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Trent Mill. Trent, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett. Hope you're well.
I am well, and thank you for asking. You know, if you've been under a rock, then you probably don't know what's going on in the EV market. Cobalt is very prevalent in the batteries in that. That being said, you recently announced a scoping study for battery recycling for nickel, copper, and cobalt. Where are we at, and where do we go from here?
Thank you. Yeah, it's been the pace of activity has been picking up the First Cobalt, to be sure. And you know, I think with the new administration in the U.S., the $2 trillion green plan and all of the things that are happening, the cobalt market's picked up, EV sales doubled in Europe. It's a perfect storm for us because we're 18 months away from production. So that the recycling is the latest leg, I guess, of the, like, I will call it phase two of our business plan. Right? Phase one is the refinery story you and I have talked about in the past. But once you've got the refinery up and running, and towards the end of 2022, you've got this $200 million plant with the team in place and all of the processes that would be required to recycle batteries. And the stage that we're at, I mean, you hear a lot in the market these days with black mass, right? What do? With an end-of-life battery? Well, the lithium batteries, you gotta remove the charge, you gotta take off the casing, and then you crush the cathode down into this black mass. Well, that needs to go somewhere, right? You got all kinds of metals. You got lithium, you got copper, cobalt, nickel. And where does it go? Well, some of it goes to these pyrometallurgical facilities where you're using heat. And it's not an efficient process, and it's not particularly environmentally friendly. Whereas we've got a hydrometallurgical facility where you take these products and you put them in solution. So same process, a little bit different, because now we're not just extracting cobalt, we're extracting all these other metals that are in the cathode as well. So maybe a name change one day. So where we are on that, Everett, I got my team focused on executing on the bigger project here that's going to get us the cash flow. But we're doing a little bit of metallurgical work and some desktop work. So assuming that plant's up and running, per our design, what more needs to happen for us to recover nickel and to treat the black mass and to get some lithium? And so that's the first stage. We probably won't have any results here until the summer, but I think it was important for us to state our intentions there because this is going to be a fast-moving industry, and I think we can get there first.
You know, if you would update us on your flagship product, or actually your flagship project, Iron Creek, up there in Idaho. Where are we at on that, and what are we doing up there?
Great. Yeah, please. Thanks for asking on that. So we've done some geophysics on the asset, and it's an asset that I've always spoken real highly of Idaho as a jurisdiction for cobalt exploration, not just for America, but for the world. It's not nearly as big as the stuff in the DRC, but if you're going to find cobalt, particularly for America, if you want to reduce your reliance on a critical mineral and foreign supplies, this is our best chance. But when the commodities go up, they go down. We were in a bit of a bear market, and that's now well behind us. So we haven't done activity there in a couple of years. So we did some geophysics. We've got a number of targets, not just at Iron Creek, but actually nearby as well. And so this summer, we've got a team that we're starting to put in place. So we're going to build our refinery. We're going to work on the black mass, and then the third leg is going to be Iron Creek, where we need to grow that resource. I'd like to double it in size over the next year or two. So that's going to take some drilling, but we're also going to prospect on some regional targets. And just try to identify domestic feed because, as you'll recall, the feed for the refinery is going to be coming from CMOC and Glencore from overseas. If we can backfill that with domestic feed at Idaho, some battery feed, then you've got a real good supply chain all right here in North America.
You know, I want to talk about cobalt prices. What is cobalt going for now per ton? I've heard some outrageous prices.
It was pretty crazy. So, you know, if I look at, the cycle we were in, we started the company and it went from, I guess on a per pound basis, it went from $12 a pound to 50 overnight. And then down it came. It went down to 12. And then, from, I guess, late December, early January, it just went straight every day, every week. It was, flat to up. And we went up to about 25 and change on the metal price. I think we backed off a little bit. So now it's about $24, which I think on a ton basis might be about $53,000 a ton. And then, of course, there's the sulfate. Yeah, the sulfate product, though, is a premium in there. So you got the cobalt, I guess the battery grade cobalt. That's selling at an even higher price. We all quote the metal price because that's a reference for our industry. But on a sulfate basis, you can add, I haven't looked, it might be under $5 yet above that. So it's a great environment for our refinery, but also a great environment for us to be exploring at Iron Creek and drilling for more tons.
Yeah, when I saw that price, and I forgot where I read it at $50,000 a ton, it blew my mind away.
Yeah, no, it's a great environment. And we don't need to go through, it went up to 100,000 or thereabouts a couple of years ago, but it was too hot. At this market, there's a great incentive price for a company like ours to get out there and do what we got to do. You don't want to become too speculative because, you know, the big spikes tend to invite big drops. I like this. You can make good money at these prices. But it's happening at a really neat time in the market. As I mentioned earlier, the European electric vehicle market was phenomenal last year. It exceeded all our expectations. Passenger sales were down in the face of COVID. EV sales were more than a double. And Europe finished the year having sold more cars than China, which nobody expected. And now look to America. We're coming out of COVID. Consumers are starting to spend and they will continue to spend. We're going to have some favorable policies and we know the power of the American consumer, right? It's driven the world out of recessions in the past. And if you can have that kind of immediate response in Europe, imagine what's going to happen here in the next year, maybe 2 years. And on that front, we've got a doubling of the number of EV vehicles available for us to look at. There was only 16 models that we could choose in the U.S. last year. And I think it's going up to as high as 39 this year.
Right.
So you're going to start to see it, right? And as you start seeing you get the Ford Mustang, beautiful car that's on the road now. VW is going to introduce their ID3. You're going to have, soon you'll have a Ford F-150, if you can imagine. And then, you know, icing on the cake, the Hummer, an electric Hummer. I'm not sure I'll buy one, but boy, I can't wait to test drive that and see what that feels like.
You know, as basic materials and metals and mineral companies go for, there's a lot kind of in this space. When people are looking to put their money into an investment, why should they look at First Cobalt?
Well, I think you got to look at the management team. So hopefully I'm okay. More importantly, I put together a good team, right? I mean, you hire good people. Everybody in my group on the management side has operated in the natural resource sector, big companies around the world. You bring that experience to a small company and you understand, you know, what world-class means in terms of your standards. And on the board, I've got the former governor of Idaho, Butch Otter, great man, and a great business visionary. We got Henrik Fisker, who's counted on the board. He's a special advisor from Fisker Inc. And we all know what he's been doing over the last 8 months with his SPAC. Yep. I've got to the head of sustainability at Schneider, Susan Ithukumar. So I've got some great advisors at the board level. A good management team. So that's step one. But then the cobalt. Cobalt is just, it's the rarest and most expensive raw material in the cathode. And it's just hard to find. 80% of it's coming out of China. We know that. And then where you're left after that, it's going to be Umicore or First Cobalt. And we're the only one on the continent. And it's essential. No matter what anybody says about getting cobalt out of the battery, it ain't coming out. We're using less of it, and that's not a bad thing. So when people talk about no cobalt, the narrative is really less cobalt. Yeah, the cobalt is essential for the integrity of the battery. So don't get caught up in some of the marketing campaigns. Cobalt's here to stay, and First Cobalt, and maybe one day First Metals as we broaden our portfolio. You know, we're 12 months away from having the buildings all put together, 18 months from first cash flow.
I'm going to give you the last word here, Trent. You got about 20 seconds to sum everything up for today.
Everything for today, you know, the EV revolution, if you didn't believe it, it's real. You just got to look around you, and there's a lot of ways to play it. We are but one. I would only ask your investors just to look us up on the screen and follow us. We got a lot of catalysts coming up over the next 8 months.
Trent Mill has been my guest today. He is the CEO and president of First Cobalt Corp. You should take a look at him. I think, you know, he's been on the show many, many times, but I think that 2021 is going to be a breakout year for this company. Again, that's my personal opinion. Everybody should do their own due diligence on that. But if you want to find them, you can find them on the OTCQX. Look them up. Their ticker symbol is FTSSF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look them up on the TSX. They're on the ticker symbol of FCC. Trent, thank you so much for stopping by. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there, and I really do believe that 2021 is going to be a big year for you guys.
Yeah, 100% agree with you. Thanks, Everett. You do well.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.